Well, the three partners, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson, didn't fare so well on the first day of their new business venture, the 4th at Bridge Service. Nobody phoned to rent any bridge players. But Marge is convinced business will pick up as soon as the idea catches on. Our scene now is the bridge office around noon the second day. Jane is on the phone as Mr. Ace, whose real estate office is in the same building, enters. Listen.
Yes, I understand, Mrs. Norris. What's the address, please?
Well, hello, Jane.
1423 Sue?
Oh, excuse me, Jane. I didn't know you were
Yes, ma'am. 2:30. Thank you. Call again, please.
Well, you seem quite busy.
Oh, my. That's the sixth order I've taken this morning. Oh, we're going like a horse on fire.
Like a horse on fire?
Oh, what do you want, dear? We're very busy this morning.
Who's we? Is anybody here with you?
No, I mean I'm very busy. I say we
Oh,
because...
you got plural things.
Huh?
And business is picking up, you say, huh?
Picking up? Why, it's 6 orders since 11 o'clock. How's that?
Well, that's pretty good, I should say.
Pretty good? I hate to get sarcastic, but how's the real estate business downstairs?
Oh, not bad. We steamed a couple of 2-cent stamps off of a letter this morning, and I found a quarter in the lining of my coat, and, I bought some oil for my electric razor. We're holding our own. About even, I should say, so far today.
Little man, we're having a busy day, and I wish you wouldn't bother us. Now, go back to your stamps and leave me alone.
Oh, but I thought maybe somebody would go to lunch with me.
Well, we haven't time for lunch. Will you please go, dear? She's lost.
You say you've had 6 calls this morning?
Yes, I have, and here they are. Bridge games for this afternoon. Oh, I wish our bridge players were hurrying to get here.
Afternoon bridge games. Well, I didn't think you'd do much business in the afternoon.
I didn't either, but here they are. Here's another one. Now, don't bother me, dear. South 4040, 4th at Bridge.
Voice with a smile.
Yes, ma'am, it is. What's your name, please? If you stop looking at me, you're going to make me laugh.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't hear the name, please. Mrs. R.B. Baker? Oh, Kelly.
Oh, that's close.
Yes, Mrs. Kelly. What kind of a bridge game are you having? Well, I mean, how much do you play for? Oh, well, we have to know, because if you play for a lot of money, we charge more for the player. But if it's just a little game, we charge $2 for the night. Oh, this afternoon. Yes, ma'am. How big a game is it? 25 cents a corner.
Big business.
Well, don't you play for so much a point, like an eighth or... Oh, 25 cents a corner. Well, all right, I'll send you the $2 player. What's the address, please? What? Also Rhonda. Yes, ma'am.
What was that?
What's the address, please?
What did you say, Jane? What was that?
22 Clifton Place. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mrs. Kelly. Call again, please. Yes. I realize that. That's 7.
Yeah, what was that about the rumba?
Oh, she wants a bridge player who can rumba. That's the third rumba I've had this morning. I had one Lambeth walk and one walk.
What is it? What are you doing? Letting out dancers?
No, we ran out bridge players.
Bridge players who rumba?
Well, we don't care if they play bridge and dance, too.
You don't care?
All we do is send them bridge players. They can dance if they want to, but they have to pay us just the same.
Well, I... This is the best I ever... Let me see those phone calls you got so far.
Now, dear, you stay away from this desk. This is our business.
Well, I just want to look and see what kind of order
no,
you...
No, I don't come down to your office and pray into your affairs, do I? Well, don't pray into mine.
Well, I'm afraid this is beyond prayer. I never heard of this angle. Wait till Marge finds out about this.
What are you talking about? We've had 7 orders this morning. Is that bad?
Yeah, but orders for what?
Bridge players.
Yeah, but the bridge playing seems to be incidental. Let me look at those orders. Come on.
Well, now, dear, will you please go down to your office?
I'll bet every one of them is from a woman, right?
I'm not going to tell you our business. Now, please, dear. Oh, here's another call. Now, will you please let me alone? South 4040, 4th at Bridge. Oh, yes, ma'am, we do. Yes, we charge $5 to $2. It depends on how much you pay for. How much do you pay? A fourth of a cent? Oh, a 40th. Well, that'll be $2. At what time do you want? 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Another one, Mrs. Fine.
What's the name, please? Helen Rawson. Yes, Mrs. Rawson. Oh, Miss Lawson, excuse me. What's the address, please?
Answer, what kind of dancers do you want?
5704 Woodland. Yes, ma'am, 5704 Woodland. He'll be there. Call again, please.
What, no dancer?
No. You see, you're always thinking the wrong thing.
Well, I don't know, Jane. That looks like the first legitimate call you've had. There's a woman that really wants to play bridge. Now, look, Jane, you'd better talk this over with Marge before you send those men out on those other calls.
What's there to talk over? Are you trying to get my goat? Here we're doing such good business, and you have to come in and throw a damn blanket on us.
I'm not throwing any damn blankets. I just say that these women that call think this is a gigolo service. They don't...
Well, how about this last one? She didn't.
Well, no, but those others now...
Now, you
but...
be quiet and stop worrying me.
Look.
Dial 4040 for the bridge. Oh, yes, Miss Boston.
Oh.
Tell him what? Stop on the way out and buy two Benny Goodman records. That'll be empty, Miss Lawson, for the records, I mean. Oh, you'll pay for them when he gets there. Well, all right. Anything else? I say, do you want to pick up anything else on the way out?
No, the shopping service.
Well, all right, Miss Lawson, he'll be there. Call again, please. Oh, I said that before, didn't I? Goodbye, then.
Well, that's fine, Jane. That makes it unanimous. You're doing a high-class business here.
Well, she's going to pay for the records. She just give him the money, and she pays for them when he gets there. Now, how do I mark that down here, I wonder?
Oh, you're going to mark that down, too, huh?
Yeah, I have to keep the record straight.
Oh, sure, you have to keep the record. I didn't think of that.
Oh, how is it, Jane? Oh, it's marvelous. We've had 9 calls so far.
9? Really?
Well, 8, really. One woman just called back to tell me to be sure to have the good player.
Listen, you hear what's happening, Mars. Sit down.
Dear, will you get out of here?
I should say not. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Oh, can't you take a hand? What is all this? Did you get the calls or didn't you?
I certainly did.
Well, what's he talking about?
Oh, he's been doing that all day. I can't stand it, Mars. Now, see here, my friend, just because you're our landlord, you don't have the right to come barging in here upsetting the house.
But, Mars, I want
to... If you want to do something constructive, why don't you go downstairs and give that elevator starter a talking to?
Elevator starter? What about it?
Well, the minute he sees me coming through the door, he lets me get halfway to the elevator and then clicks it away. I'm getting a little tired of it.
Oh, well, you don't know how to play that game. That's your trouble.
Game? What game?
Well, the elevator game. You do that to me, too, until I got next to the rules of the game.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you see your elevator waiting there and you see the starter looking at you out of the corner of his eye, you don't make a rush for the elevator. Is that what you do?
Of course.
Oh, well, no wonder, Mar. That's the only fun elevator starters have. They let you think you're going to make it. Before you can get there, they send the elevator off. That's a big item in their lives to see how many people they can beat.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, no, really, Marge. I mean it, but I found a way to beat them. I just sauntered into the building to see if I was going to look up somebody's name on the board in the hall down there. And then when he thinks I'm deep in study, quick as a flash, I make a dash for the elevator, and well, I haven't missed one yet.
Oh,
but you gotta be fast, because the happiest moment in one of those starters' lives is when he gets somebody caught at a door just as the elevator is about to go up. That counts 10, I believe. I think that's...
Well, I never heard anything so fantastic.
Oh, you'll get next to it. It takes time. I've been doing it for years.
Ma, are you gonna stand there listening to that silly conversation or attend to business?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack.
So, what is it? You say we've had, how many calls?
8 calls, all for $2 players. I've got all the names and addresses right here.
Well, this is going better than I thought. Isn't that marvelous?
So far it is, yes.
What do you mean, so far?
Well, I mean, Britt seems to be a sideline with these clients of yours.
Sideline?
Yes.
It means that they want to dance. Can we help it if they want to dance?
Yes.
Well, Jane, what's going on here?
All we have to do is to send them the bridge players. If they get tired playing bridge and want to dance, can we help it?
I don't get it. How do they know they want to dance?
Well, they told me.
Well, not only they told her they want to dance, they even specify the kind of dances they want. Rumba, Lambert Walk, and...
Somebody kidding me. Jane, let me see those names. Here they are. And nobody's kidding anybody. Don't listen to him, Marge.
Mrs. R.B. Kelly, Mrs. J.L. North, what's this you're getting here? R.U.M.B.A.
That's rumba.
In the first place, Jane, there's an H in rumba. It's R.H.U.M.B.A.
H?
Yes.
Oh, I've been around Mr. Jackson so much I'm dropping my H's.
Very good.
And in the second place, Jane, did you tell these women what our business is?
Well, they know, or they wouldn't call.
They know we rent our bridge players, don't they?
Yes, that's our business.
But they want players who can dance.
Well, that's their business.
Oh, this is utterly preposterous. This whole idea is leaving the wrong impression. We can't stand for this.
Can't stand for what? What's so terrible? Jane, once and for all, we're running a bridge service. We supply bridge players for people who can't get up a fork for bridge.
Well, what can I do if they call up and ask for bridge players who can dance?
Say we haven't any who can dance.
Well, we lose all our business.
Well, I don't want that kind of business.
I thought you'd feel that way, Marge.
You stay out of this, dear.
Well, no, Jane, we're not running a gigolo service for misunderstood wives.
Misunderstood wives? I didn't misunderstand them.
I'm not saying you misunderstood them. I say they think they're misunderstood. If they think they're going to use this business of ours to get themselves a happy afternoon of dancing, well, they won't.
But I already told them.
Well, call them all back and say we have no dancing. Now, do that right away. We're going to cut off this afternoon business, if that's the way it is.
Cut off the afternoon business?
Yes. We'll only send players out at night to honest, legitimate bridge games. There'll be no afternoon bridge games in this office, if that's the way those women are going to take this idea.
But I don't see what difference it makes. All we want to do is to get the money.
Well, we'll get it from the bridge games at night.
Well, I hate to get sarcastic, Marge, but when I take the money to the bank, the man doesn't ask me if we mail it in the afternoon or night, does he?
Well, I just don't want to hear any more about it, James. You call every one of those women and just
bridge service seems to be catching on, even if the customers don't quite catch on to the idea yet. However, some customers do get the idea with startling results, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.